Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Rookies are reporting today. You think about the rookie class heading into camp and perception changes 2 weeks in. All of a sudden, everybody starts talking about one particular player.
Right.
But who do you actually think has the biggest impact this year as a rookie? I mean, there's one obvious answer, but I want it so we can throw that one out and then we can move to others.
So we can't say Xavier Worthy.
Okay, maybe it's not. I was going to say Kingsley.
I think you could.
You can say Worthy. I thought you were going to just say Kingsley as well.
Mm-mm.
Kingsley's the obvious answer, is he not? Because if he wins the starting left tackle job, he's on the field every single play.
Correct.
It's just by nature of the position he has the bigger impact.
Yeah, but what if he's...
But he has an impact. If you're the starting left tackle, you are having a bigger impact than any other rookie could have.
Whether
now, if he loses the job and doesn't have it, then it gets more interesting. Is it Xavier Worthy? Is it LRZ? Is it Jared Wiley? Like, you know, Jaden Hicks? I mean, you can go all the way down the list of potential players. But if you're the starting left tackle, I don't know how you don't
It's easy to overlook him because he's an offensive lineman, I think, just from that standpoint.
That's fair.
I think it's Worthy.
Okay.
I think that's what I would like to see because I think there's a couple of things, I don't know, that you could put into a factor, right? We don't know the Rashee Rice situation. And I'm also, more importantly, hoping to think that he gets the chemistry down with Mahomes and then we kind of see maybe Mahomes and Andy kind of give a little bit more leeway and trust to a rookie wide receiver. Like, obviously, last year they didn't really have an option because everybody just kept dropping the ball other than Rashee Rice. And they went with, all right, our offense is Pacheco, Rice, and Kelsey. We're just going to move it that way and just disguise it the best way we can to get through a game and try to be trusting within that sort of element because everybody else doesn't gain trust. If Xavier Worthy can build that early on, and instead of leaning into Rashee Rice like they did around like week 7 or 8 last year's season, maybe 9, you can lean into Xavier Worthy a little earlier, and then that elevates your wide receiver room even more because, yeah, we know what it is. He's fast, he's a rookie, Texas, all that sort of stuff, but it's like, oh, maybe he's actually better than we really thought he was, and he could be a... This is high hopes. He can be a 700, 800-yard receiver because of that long... that over-the-top threat, plus you pair that with Hollywood Brown, who's a vet wide receiver, and Travis Kelce and Isaiah Pacheco, and you add Patrick Mahomes' skill set to it, could be a pretty big impact if he's leaned into and trusted and can develop that chemistry.
And that's why I don't think he'll have the biggest impact, because I don't think they're going to go that path. And you said it. Last year, they basically were forced to do that with Rice, and it turned out to, you know, he took advantage of it. But if all was going better with MVS or Tony, then Rice would not have never have gotten the action. And we could say, well, that would have been the wrong decision. Sure, but we've seen the track record typically how Andy handles rookie wide receivers. And even if Rice is suspended for X amount of time, I don't think Rice is who is necessarily filling or excuse me, I don't think Worthy is who's filling in for Rice's role. You compared him to Brown. I think that's exactly right. I think Worthy is more like Hollywood Brown, the deep threat. If Brown's not on this team next year, that's when Worthy maybe just blows up and has the big year. I don't know if that's happening this year. And so if it's not Kingsley starting a left tackle, then it's going to be narrow margin of who has the bigger impact, you know, Worthy or Jared Wiley or Hicks. I mean, Worthy's the answer if you don't think Kingsley's winning the job, in my opinion.
When right now, I don't... Jaden Hicks will probably be in, at least right now, you would think, just where they're at with safety. He'll get some filler stuff, but he won't be... His role won't be as pronounced as it might be next year, depending on what they do with Justin Reed. I'm going to say Xavier Worthy as well, and I think the reason why I'll say it is more for the punt return aspect of it in terms of impacting stuff. Like, maybe if I know LRZ has been talked about, I don't know what they're going to do with kickoff returns, but say they want Xavier back there for kickoff returns as well with the new rules, it'll be interesting to see what he was very effective in college, and I know it's college compared to the NFL, and it's different in that, but being a guy that can do things that nobody else can in the punt return game, Devin Hester-esque, Cordero Patterson-esque, Kadarius Toney flash some of what I think Xavier Worthy can do. If he can, if we're talking about throughout the season, man, Xavier Worthy's really able to get a 10 to 15 yard return on a regular basis and make guys miss and give the Chiefs even better position. And then you start to get him more involved in the offense week 8, 9, 10. I think by the time we get to the end of the year, he'll have as much of an impact if Kingsley wins the job, if not more, just based on, I think, him being used to the offense at that point and him being the punt return guy probably from day one.
Is this just like the positional value and like basically the flash and sexiness of wide receiver compared to left tackle? Because I'm with you. Like if Xavier Worthy ends up on the season, let's say 500 yards and three touchdowns. I don't think it's a bad rookie year, by the way.
Absolutely not.
But people act like he had a huge impact. Whereas if Kingsley were to start all 17 games, people, you know what I mean?
Like, I think it depends on how Kingsley does. Like,
fair.
If you take what Wanye did in his four games for the entire season, mm-hmm. where there's some really good, but there's also some bad moments. He has the most impact, but I don't know if
that's the question, isn't it?
I mean, the biggest impact, but if it's a bad impact,
I guess it's still an impact. Like, I get you. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't think if Kingsley ends up winning the job out of camp, I don't think he's
probably the right choice.
I don't think he's suddenly a top 10 left tackle get week one.
He's probably the right choice though.
You know, the hope is that after or as the season goes on that Kingsley eventually is, you know, a top 10 left tackle. But I don't think anybody, even if you think he's winning the job out of camp, I don't think anybody's expecting he's top 10 right away. I'll remind you, Donovan Smith wasn't top 10 either,
yeah.
You know? And so let's say Donovan Smith was middle of the road tackle last year. If rookie year Kingsley is middle of the road, that's fine. But can he build on that? Wanye Morris, if it's him, he's probably no better than middle of the road.
I think it's either Kingsley or it's Xavier Worthy.
Agreed. Wiley's just not going
to
get
Gerald Wiley enough. Might be able to get on the field enough where it's like, yeah, he has an impact. But in terms of what he can bring to the table, it's not going to be what Kingsley can do or Xavier Worthy if he's healthy.
I think it's also
what he's able to do.
I think Wiley's also the year is not about playing time. It's more so like watch 87, sure. Listen to 87. We're going to do what Alex Smith did to Patrick Mahomes. And then when he does phase out after winning the third straight championship and retires and gets married to Taylor Swift, then Wiley comes in and it's like, I learned to hear what Mahomes still to this day will say. He's like, yeah, Alex taught me so much about, you know, what I needed to read, what I could expect from defenses. And then hopefully one day Wiley is doing the same thing, being like, yeah, being behind Travis for a year and just like picking his brain and stuff like that is where I got my whole, you know, whole game started.
And whether it's Wiley or somebody we don't even know exists yet or whatever, whoever eventually post Travis Kelce era ends up being the starting tight end for this team, I hope we're all level-headed with how we expect said player to be. Like, Travis Kelce, the reason why we talk about him the way we do, he is going to go down as the best tight end in NFL history.
Correct.
And so I hope everybody is level-headed. Same thing when we've had Royals discussion about the bullpen now versus 2015. That was a historically great bullpen. You're not getting that again.
Going to be Travis tough after Kelce, Mahomes is done, too.
Like, you're never getting another Travis Kelce again, most likely, right? You're very fortunate this organization has had Gonzalez and Kelce. That's pretty amazing, actually. Two of the top three tight ends, top five tight ends in NFL history. Yeah. You know, so I hope this is more of a year or two or 3 years from now, but I hope people are level-headed. Like, whoever the new guy is, whether it's Wiley or somebody else, in a couple of years, if that guy's like a 875-yard tight end, like, it doesn't mean he sucks. You know what I mean? I just hope people recognize what we're watching.
Yeah, I think that the fans are hopefully intelligent enough to realize that. I do want to bring this up. We were talking about Xavier Worthy being a rookie impact. If I would tell you, like, what would you say that the chances are he could do what Zay Flowers did last year? Zay Flowers, obviously the 22nd overall pick, so similar in the same. Obviously, the Chiefs picked Worthy of what? They moved up a little bit to get him, right?
21,
22nd. So kind of the same thing. Zay Flowers last year had 858 yards and five touchdowns.
Yeah, it's not happening.
On 77 receptions.
Yeah, no.
In a run-heavy offense.
It's not happening.
Zay Flowers was the guy, yeah.
He was basically the number one wide receiver. Once Mark Andrews went down, he truly was the number one option because they had running back issues. Mark Andrews goes down. There was a point for half the year where Zay Flowers was the number one
28 was
option.
Worthy, sorry.
Yeah, they didn't trade up. They traded Remmer right in front of Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're probably thinking they trade up 21 for McDuffie or
that's
whatever.
Right.
Or
yeah,
whatever
that was what I was thinking.
But yeah, Zay Flowers, eventually could Worthy be that? Absolutely. It's not putting a ceiling on what Worthy is. I just think in year one, in this offense, when Kelce's the number one option, when Hollywood Brown is higher, when Rashee Rice is higher, like when you're thinking about Pacheco, like how far down the line do you get till you get to Worthy as the priority option? And so that's why it's tricky. We went through the over-unders even for Worthy last week, I think it was, you know, and even saying 650 is, I think, a little high for his rookie season. So,
asked what Jerry Macklin's rookie season was. Sure. He had 773 yards, four touchdowns, had 91 targets and 56 receptions.
The lights were flickering. That's why you adjusted your cadence. I saw that as well.
I don't know if that was a spirit.
I don't want to put a cap on what he can be or like what his ceiling can be, but I think Zay Flowers is actually a pretty good comp for if you could book in right now that he'd be Xavier Worthy would have an impact like Zay Flowers.
Yeah, he holds on the ball at the half yard line too.
Yeah, true. Okay. I think that if you're
and Deshaun Jackson, by the way, sorry, no one's touching that. He had 912 yards rushing or receiving. Go ahead.
No, you're good. While you're trying to fit him into the offense a little bit more and have him be that, be a guy that you feel comfortable with playing on a regular basis, every now and then, like if he's the punt returner and he gets 5 to 10 plays, maybe 15, a game where it's, hey, dude, we're going to have you try to stretch the field. We're going to have you do bubble screens. And we're going to have you do that. I think that's a spot where you just get him the ball and just see what he can do because he's that much of a playmaker. I think the biggest question may be not him adjusting to the offense and learning it and all that, getting the chemistry. It's staying healthy, keeping the hammies loose and everything and not having any sort of issue that way.
The hammies, that's right. We haven't seen a whole lot of Worthy except for what rookie OTAs, and that's why it's going to be interesting throughout camp. How available is he? But I just don't think the targets are going to be anywhere near there to be asking him or expecting him to get near the Zay Flowers rookie season.